France is bracing itself for a wave of protests following the decision by a satirical newspaper to publish several disparaging cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad. French embassies, cultural centers, and schools in and around 20 countries are being shut ahead of the protests planned for Friday. French Prime Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault says safety is of high concern.
We are in a state that has the rule of law. We have a free press that can express itself right up to the point of caricature. But there is also a question of responsibility. And as far as public order is concerned, all precautions will be taken for order to be maintained.
Is caricature the right term here? The magazine is called Charlie Hebdo. Its editor says they have a right to publish.
It's been 20 years that we have, quote-unquote, been provocative on many different subjects. It just so happens that every time we deal with radical Islam, we have a problem and we get indignant or violent reactions.
To discuss this, joining us now is Benjamin Abtan, who's president of the European Grassroots Anti-Racist Movement. He joins me from Paris. First of all, Benjamin, welcome back to the program.
Hello.
The impulse of this magazine to publish can be no surprise to anyone. They've done this sort of thing in the past. One could have expected it, particularly considering the headlines following the film that was produced in the United States that has produced so much violence. If this is not a surprise, why is there so much concern about what Hebdo is doing here?
Well, it's not a surprise because they do it every week about any kind of belief, any kind of religion, any kind of dogma. This is what they publish every week. So, of course, it's not a surprise. And they were the ones also who are at the center of the, I would say, battle about the caricature cartoons about Mohammed some years ago when there was this cartoons which were published in Denmark. So they've been under attack for quite a long time by all kind of extremists, of fundamentalists from various religions who always want to attack them when they're shocked in their belief and in their faith.
Benjamin, does this publication raise the issue of assimilation and consensus within France between Muslim groups and non-Muslim groups? Or is this an extraneous sort of provocation that really mostly annoys and angers people in France?
Well, you know, when you are when you publish things about faith and when you want to fight dogmas, of course, people are angry. But the fact, I mean, for press is not to shock people or not to that people feel always very comfortable. This is not to be about to be comfortable. This is about criticizing dogmas and criticizing beliefs, which in a country, in a democratic country, everything can be discussed, everything can be debated, everything can be criticized.
So we're talking with Benjamin Abtan, who's president of the European Grassroots Anti-Racist Movement, who was just saying that the response to the Innocence of Muslims film in the United States produced a lot of hate speech on the part of critics of that film. What do you say to the charge, Benjamin, that a lot of Muslims view disparaging cartoons being published by Charlie Hebdo, the magazine, as a hate crime in and of themselves?
Well, it is not defined as a hate crime in the French law and in all European laws because it's not a call to hatred. It's a criticism of a dogma. For example, Charlie Hebdo has ever and always been a very strong anti-racist newspaper. It has criticized a lot of actions by the former government, which were racist actions. It has criticized very much a lot of stigmatization by the previous power against Muslims, against poor people, against Roma people. Since its beginning, that it has been very clearly a very strong anti-racist newspaper, a free speech newspaper, and it has already been attacked some years ago, and it completely won the trial. So if people want to sue them, they can. So far, the ones who have tried, they were defeated. But to be very clear, Charlie Hebdo is not at all ambiguous regarding all this kind of debate. It's very clearly an anti-racist newspaper.
But understood. What do you make of the French Prime Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault's decision to close the embassies and to express a real safety issue here? Do you think that is a reasonable precaution, or does that inflame the situation itself?
Well, I don't have all the information about security abroad, about France, but I can imagine that there are some threats if they want to do so. I don't have the information about that. But when you speak about Muslims, you know, the great, 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 great majority in France of Muslims are not at all in this extremist movement, or not at all instrumentalized. Of course, they are the ones whom we do not hear, because they are not the ones protesting to say that they do not protest. But there is a very strong Islamist, not Muslim, but Islamist, which meaning political fascist people who try to instrumentalize and to make connections with Islamist movements elsewhere in the world. This is a very nocive and very dangerous political activism group, and they have to be fought. For example, you know, we had in France anti-Semitic murders some months ago in Toulouse by Mohamed Merah. He was a French person who became very radical in France, being taught by French people. So all his path and all his movement was created in France. This is a French problem. There is French Islamism, and it has to be fought in France. But we have to be very clear that we do not have to say that the movie Innocence of Islam is not a racist movie, because it is a racist movie. This is very clear also. And we have to be very clear about the people whom they represent, the very active, very strongly active minority. There were about 200 people. Out of the population of Muslims or culturally related Muslim in France, it's really nothing.
And indeed, films like that and these cartoons that are being published in the magazine Charlie Hebdo are not, as you say, motivations for additional hate speech and violent demonstrations. Benjamin Abtan, thanks so much.
Yeah, but just let me be very clear. The movie was a racist movie. The cartoons are not at all racist. The cartoons are criticizing of religion, criticizing of dogma. This is free speech. This is free thinking. This is very important. This is democracy.
Nevertheless, French embassies, cultural centers, and schools in about 20 countries are being shut ahead of protests planned because of the publication of those cartoons. Benjamin Abtan is president of the European Grassroots Anti-Racist Movement. He spoke with us from Paris. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.